Welcome back, everyone. Coach King is up here with us now. He didn't have to walk up this week. He had an elevator to bring him up here, so he's in a lot better mood.
I walk up here every week. Don't start that. Too busy taking the radio crew down the elevator. I can't get on it.
That's true.
Fire some shots at me.
Your offense played very well in all phases, running, throwing, and catching the ball.
Yeah, we played better tonight, you know, and didn't have as many pre-snap penalties, turnovers and stuff. I mean, there were some things we liked going in and we were able to execute on. And they made an adjustment, and our kids did a good job adjusting to what they the look they showed us. And I would say the negative thing out of our offense performance is the pressure and the sack we got down there, particularly the one right from the end of the half. We had a busted route and had to hold on the ball a little bit longer than we wanted to, or he gets that one off. But we got to do a better job picking up those blitzes. But, you know, it's great job of running and throwing tonight. You know, and defensively, other than the two busted coverages that we gave up the deep balls on, thought they were pretty solid as well.
And Taylor Tatum had an outstanding – I don't think he played in the second half, but I've got him 12 carries, 158 yards, and three scores in the first half. So that was impressive performance by him in the first half.
Yeah, it was. He did a good job of running. He had some blocking, but he hit some creases and, you know, got great perimeter blocking and turned them into big scores. And we gave him a few different looks tonight and you know, got him off guard a couple of times. So, you know, there were some holes there.
You also ran the Wildcat down there on the goal line. That looked pretty good. Isaiah Harris, he knew what to do with it when he got it.
He's a former quarterback playing fullback, and you know we're gonna use the weapons we got, and we've been working on it for about a month, and it was time to pull it out. We call it Dirty Bird. We don't call it Wildcat. That's from years ago. I mean, we've kept the same name, but we get three tight ends, two fullbacks, and receiver. Let's see what we can do. We've run the flame formation with a quarterback in the game. But the thing, you know, with Isaiah, he can throw it. People may not think that, but, you know, that would be the next thing we have to pull out of the bag of tricks. Even try to reverse pass.
Well, you
did quarterback
have some
can't catch,
wrinkles.
Evidently.
You had a couple of different wrinkles in tonight.
Yeah. Had one, you know, there, the reverse pass to Jordan, and it wasn't a great throw. He's got to catch that. And the deal at the end of the half, I mean, can't take the sack. You got to find a way to get a field goal at least. And, you know, it was like I said, we gave up pressure, had a busted route, held on to it too long, couldn't get rid of it. So, you know, I gotten a field goal there.
I thought Jordan Allen threw the ball well tonight. He had two touchdown passes, and I've got him completing 9 of 9. I might have missed one. And then Thomas, who got back in some action too, and he completed 2 of 3. So the quarterbacks, both of them, played really well.
Yeah, and, you know, we got Josh some rep, first time back in a month, you know, and it's just – we felt like he needed to get some game action. Andrew Tutt's been practicing with us for a month and, you know, getting some reps or a lot of reps with us. And we'll play both of them if the time was right, and we were able to do it there in the fourth quarter, you know. And Andrew came in, let us on a great drive there. And, you know, but, you know, it was nice to have Josh back. The touchdown run he scored on was an RPO. And the last minute, the free safety rolls down to take the tight end man. Well, he can't throw it to him. So what he does is what he's told to do is follow the running back if that happens, and he did. And the fullback, Kenny McFarland, did a great job of continuing on and blocking. He became an extra blocker, and then Josh just used his speed and did a good job of getting on the perimeter.
And the pass that DeKalen Taylor caught and then outran everybody on the field was really impressive. Well, there's a reason why he was runner-up in the state track.
Yeah, 10-4, 900 meters that came into play there. But that was a bubble pass he caught, had great perimeter block, and he made one miss, and he broke another tackle. He's been close all year long, glad to get him in the end zone. Had him on the second or third play of the game on the post route, and we didn't see him. He run right by the corner, and just a read we've got to make. And no, that guy's a weapon. I gave him the ball. He had a night of, you know, returning punts, fielding punts, catching the ball.
Great job in the kicking game tonight too, covering kicks. And were you a little surprised that they didn't try any onside kicks?
I was very surprised.
Yeah, we were too up here.
Thought we'd see them, you know, all night, but they didn't for whatever reasons. You know, we worked it, and we're gonna continue to work it. I mean, it's seeing and preparing for teams like this, you know, and the different looks they give in the kicking game only helps you down the road. And it's not fun getting ready for them, you know, but at least our kids have been exposed to it, and hopefully if we see it again or it comes up, we'll be even better prepared for them.
It's not often you see a defensive tackle get an interception, then pick up a fumble, then run with it, and then fumble it themselves. I guess if you watch football enough, everything will happen.
If you knew Omar and Watkins, you'd think that's normal for him. And you're talking about a ringtail tutor now every day with that guy. But he's growing up. He's playing pretty good for us. But, hey, the screen pass he picks off, great job of not, you know, continuing to rush. He dropped back into the screen, which he's taught to do, and picked the ball off. And, of course, we blocked it. I think Shepard blocked it, if I'm not mistaken, and he was standing there and picked it up. And we're going to work on some ball security drills with him. You know, he exposed the ball trying to, you know, cross the guy's hat and put the ball up over his head, and he knocked it out. So, no, that's two heads-up plays at him. I'm proud of him.
Once again, you got a lot of kids in the game. Well, we were trying to get all their names in late in the game, but it's always good when you do that and you build depth. And you got you're deep in a lot. You're thin in some places, but you are really deep in some places too.
Yeah,
receivers, running backs, quarterbacks.
Well, we've
tight end.
We had a rough go there for a while, and then we're starting to get those guys back. And then you take in the play the guys that had to fill in and the experience they got, whether it was just practice or playing and. You know, how much they play doesn't matter. Now, all of a sudden, we got like 11 or 12 offensive linemen we put in practice. At one point, we were lucky to have seven.
Right.
And, you know, it just it's hard. It's hard to practice, hard to rotate guys and get the reps. But it's nice to have that depth, you know. And we got it receiver, got it running back, got it quarterback. I mean, so we're kind of back offensively almost to full speed. And we still got, you know, a couple guys that we won't get back. But and then, you know, defensively, we've been pretty fortunate there. You know, I don't know how much longer Buda Garrett will be out, but we're in hopes he'll be back here, you know, at least in a month. So we just got to keep playing and get him back and some others. So it kind of cycles back through. But, you know, right now is what I told the kids. We're sitting there, and we've got two left to play. And if we take care of business, we'll get the home field game round one.
Probably.
That's what we're playing for.
Probably this off week is coming at a pretty good time, isn't it?
Well, it's an open week. There ain't no such thing as an
okay,
off week.
Open week.
I think you've told us that before.
Y'all going to know the difference.
I know the difference. I promise you.
These kids here off. They think they're off the whole week. You know, not go to class, not go to practice. No, open. The opponent is the Lobos. And we're going to back off some things we do, like we always do, but we're going to practice Tuesday and Wednesday after school. And, you know, we'll go, I guess, Tuesday and Thursday during the athletic period, but we'll lift weights, watch film the other days. We're going to get finished in time Monday and Tuesday to watch the middle school play here at Lobo Stadium. We've got games Monday and Tuesday here, and that be really my first chance to watch them live the whole year. I've watched them on Huddle. I watch Huddle tape on them every week, but that'll be great for those kids, and we're going to have, you know, the middle school bands and the dance line, drill team, majorettes, cheerleaders. Everybody's going to perform that night too, but they're going to do it after the game because we've got some visitors coming from, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hours away, and our agreement is to get the teams back as quick as we can on the school night. So we're going to do that, but still give our kids a chance to perform here.
We're hearing a lot of good things about your seventh and eighth grade, so looking forward to seeing them.
They look good on Huddle, and I can tell you, another crowd I've been really, really pleased with has been our freshmen.
Yes.
There's numbers, there's linemen, there's skilled guys, there's backs, receivers, quarterbacks. We've got, you know, they played exceptionally well, and they play so well together. So they have been a pleasant surprise. The numbers are great. I think we still got around 82, 83. Our JV's playing well, you know, so those sub-varsities are working. And you know, it's Coburn ain't going to be bare. We just got to keep our guys here. You know, Lobos need to stay here with the Lobos. We don't need anybody moving on.
Are your JV or ninth grades anybody playing next Thursday?
As of now, no. We've tried to get a game, but we don't have one. We're going to take our ninth grade B team to Texarkana because they've came here twice to play us, and we're going to have a return trip there. I mean, basically, that's about the only ninth grade B games we can find. We're going to, I don't care, we'll keep playing the same opponent. We're going to play somebody.
That's right.
So, you know, we may find one, but right now we don't have one.
Well, when you win 50-something to nothing, both of them week after week, it's kind of not a surprise that nobody wants to play.
Well, I mean, you know, everybody's in their district race now, so they got, you know, they're going to have freshman and JV games normally, unless, you know, they got an open week and miss one. But, no, they've been pretty good. And, you know, they lost a great player on the freshman level, and they just replaced it with a kid that has been given an opportunity. I'm going to tell you what, he's electric and running back.
Uh-huh.
And so we're going to have some more running backs coming.
You got some in the eighth grade seventh grade, too, that from what I keep hearing.
Yeah.
And you got some quarterbacks coming up there. One of them it should be kind of familiar to you as well as everybody that comes out here and watches.
Yeah.
Ball boys.
That's right. Well, you know, the crazy thing about that is kind of like when my son came through, I knew all of his friends because I saw him play. Well, I know all of his friends, too, because I'm wandering around watching them play and seeing what they do. So now, kind of a reconnect with all those kids. But it's going to be fun. I look forward to it. But, hey, we've got to finish it doing what we're doing now. And our goal right now is to win the last two and be home for the first round of the playoffs. And let's get healthy and let's go on. But it was a big win tonight. And I told you, quarterback worried me. Their athleticism worried me some. But we did a pretty good job. Other than busting the coverage, I mean – we probably, don't give up any points. But, hey, live on. Live and learn, move on.
Well, not this week, but a week from Thursday.
Right.
Is your game at McKinney North.
Right,
7 o'clock. It's a 7 o'clock game.
Correct.
And see, we won't get to talk to you between now and then, so we got to make sure we let everybody know 7 o'clock game. I'm sure the ticket situation will be just what it is for all the other out-of-town games. And
I don't know, but we'll get that out with Liz Ross and community relations, and then on Sports Shoot, our parents. We get Wednesday will be sub varsity games, and Thursday will be the varsity game at the new stadium there in McKinney. So, hadn't been there, but I know that McKinney lost their quarterback, and they put another guy in there, and they were down 21-0, come back and won the ball game. So, evidently, they found them one. So, we'll have to worry about that.
All right. All right. Well, we appreciate you coming up, and we will look forward to talking to you in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Thanks, Coach.
You bet.
That'll do it for us here. Thanks, Matt, for all you do. Thanks for Brent Taylor for the job he did tonight. Good to have him back with us. So far, Brent Taylor, Johnny Vaughn, Eddie Richardson, and Gene Morris. Mike Richardson saying good night, everyone. Come back and join us not next week, but the following week on Thursday night. Thanks, Matt, for all you do. We'll talk to you then.